whenever there are people, there is progress. And whenever there is progress, there are problems. The number one domestic problem in America today is the race problem. It is contrary to the laws of nature of man to stand still. He must move forward, or the eternal march of progress will force him backwards. This the Negro has failed to understand. He believes that the lack of civil rights legislation and the lack of integration have kept him back. But this is not true. The lack of initiative, courage, integrity, loyalty, and wisdom are responsible for his not making the rate of progress that he should make. If the Negro had the amount of initiative, courage, and imagination required, he could control the retail selling in his own community. A lack of understanding of the capitalistic system and not racial barriers are what is keeping the Negro from making progress.
Damn.
Death row, fast life, foreclosed on my past life. The white man call us stupid niggas. We spend it all, nothing for our children. Had it all, now it's repossessed. Can't feet click, cutting bad checks. Time to learn by the cash rules. Success is a precious jewel. Plant poison in a nigga mind. Chilling with your boys when it's time to grind. We both come from those humble beginnings. Still can't believe we never followed
right,
each other
so,
on Twitter. Funny thing is the
scenario.
Animosity money brings.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Ooh, we live, baby. We live.
Yeah, hey guys, we're live. Here at the studio. Going live.
Okay, so today's scenario. Your friend has a product or service which you helped to promote before the launch. Now, after the launch, you hear a lot of rumors that the product or service is just essentially, it's just trash. And so you being the friend that you are, you try it for yourself and you realize it's actually not up to scratch. Like, it's not really good enough. How do you tell your friend this without being a hater? What do you guys think?
Is this specific to black businesses?
Yes. Yes. Like, okay, we're black. Assume your friend's black as well.
Yeah.
And you know how everyone's always like, oh yeah, you got to support black business. You got to do this. Got to do that. So, now, this is your friend. They're black. You're black.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their business. But do you support it just because you're black? Or do you support it because it's a good business?
Well, you can't just support mediocrity regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And you should want to elevate your friends and whatever they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be realistic. If their products slash service isn't up to scratch, no matter what, you should tell them the truth, because at the end of the day, mediocrity shouldn't be rewarded. We should all be trying to excel in whatever ventures that we're trying to create for ourselves, right? So if it's not up to scratch, I'm not just gonna lie just because you're my friend and just because it's a black business, regardless of me being black.
Okay.
It needs to be.
Okay, yeah. What? I was going to say this. You have a business, yeah?
Yeah.
So if I now say to you, Amma, your business is trash. I'm not hating though.
Yeah.
I'm not hating though.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to take that?
I'm going to be like, okay, why is it trash? So I need, okay, now I need.
Are you the, if I message you now, I'm okay. Like, oh, are you really going to put this out there? Like, say, you know, you do the content stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say you do that. Are you really going to be like, okay, thank you. Or are you going to be like, is this guy mad? Do you know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I will be hurt a little bit. But at the same time, if you say anything to me, it needs to be constructive. So if you're giving me a pointer, you need to tell me why and how I can potentially make it better. How I can be on the road to becoming a successful business versus you just telling me it's trash and then walking away from me. Okay, so what am I going to do with that?
I mean, I think personally that if you run a business, no matter what you do, like, just because you're black, that doesn't mean I'm going to support
exactly.
you.
Exactly. That's ridiculous.
It's as ridiculous as voting for Obama just because he's black. Like,
yeah.
This person's going to run the country. This person's going to provide you a service. So if you are not providing me a strong service, like, I think that, especially knowing that you're a small business, excellence should really be on your mind. Like, McDonald's don't have to make good burgers because they're big. Whereas when they were small, they had to make some popping burgers.
Yeah, fair enough.
In the same way.
But then, the reason I'm asking this question is because, is it the same for other communities?
Yeah, I mean,
are other communities?
I don't know.
I don't think they are. That's what I'm saying. I don't think they're snobbish.
So you think of the Jewish community? You think of the Jewish community they just support other Jews just naturally? Like, yes. No matter how bad the business is.
Yes.
I don't know.
I think they do.
I don't know.
I think they have a spirit of me telling you,
okay,
bro,
maybe do this.
I have one specific example that I'm thinking about.
Okay, fine. Say it. Yeah.
Okay, we can all agree that, South Asian people support each other.
Yeah.
So, Pakistani, Indian people, right? They support each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, say there's a variety of different businesses that they can have, right? But say, for argument's sake, that there is one shop. The shop that I go to, right? Doesn't have good customer service. It smells funny. It's trash. I'm not gonna lie. There's one shop that I go to and it's quite trash.
The views of Travis do not represent the views of the entirety.
That's the only reason. If it wasn't on my road.
Of Rice at Home.
If it wasn't on my
Enterprises.
Road.
Enterprises.
Sorry, if you're hearing this, but I have to be honest. If it wasn't on my road, I wouldn't be going. And regardless of that, the family of the people whose shop it is support it wholly, like completely. Doesn't matter that, you know, there's no paint here on the wall, and it doesn't matter that the door's broken and you have to kick it to open it. Like, it doesn't matter. The family is there every week and they're doing bits. Their friends are coming and they're bringing stuff. You know, they've got Link here to get cheap stuff from here that they put into the shop. Do you know what I mean? So, regardless, they're supporting. And I'm thinking, us as black people, should we just... is it one of those things that you ride out for the person in public and then behind the scenes... You're like, okay, because we're too quick to like
cancel people.
Things.
Yeah, very true, especially in recent moments.
Okay, but in that example, are you like, do they not try and improve the shop at all? Like, has none of their
listen? I have lived at my address for 16 years, and it smells the same as it did 16 years ago. It looks the same as it did. It's probably the same cans of Coke right at the back that were there 16 years ago. Because I don't know, man.
So you think that in the black community, we should just support other black businesses?
I don't think we should.
Even but, like, if they're trash.
But when we say about...
So you think we should support mediocrity?
I don't. That's not the point I'm making. I'm just saying that for us, we have to stop screaming support black businesses.
Oh?
That's my...
Wow.
Oh.
We have to... No, because if
Wait.
You're not... No.
Oh.
you better justify this.
This is Black History Month, and you say we should stop supporting black businesses.
No, do you know what
Plot
I'm saying that, yeah?
Twist.
Can we just support good businesses? If it's run by someone that's black, that's a bonus. You get me?
Okay, Travis, you are cancelled.
I'm cancelled already. But
by the way, someone
Travis
said the Twitter link doesn't work.
Huh? The Twitter link doesn't
Twitter
work.
Link doesn't work apparently.
Sweat on.
Yeah.
Oh.
If we're
but how could you? Wow, that's a lot.
No. If we're gonna say that we're not accepting mediocrity, and at the same time we want to support black businesses,
it does work.
How does it work? It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. I mean,
oh,
the Twitter.
I was coming for you, though. I was coming. I don't see how you can not support mediocrity and then still support black businesses. Not saying that all black businesses...
But that's what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying
that. Why did you have to cancel out the black thing? Why is it now good businesses? That doesn't make any sense.
Because you guys are saying, that you can't support something that's mediocre, right?
Right, but the thing is there are great black businesses
that aren't being
supported. Hence why we should support great black businesses.
Okay, well, then we change it to support great black businesses and not black businesses, because if we're going to say support black business, you have to support...
The whack one.
I was gonna say.
What were you gonna say?
Woo! It's live stream. Anyway, you have to support everyone. That's the point I was trying to make.
Okay.
Okay. Back to the original question. So, your friend's business is a bit wayward. Say your friend sells underwear and no one ever gets their parcels.
No shade.
Wow, you really went to you really went there. Interesting.
How do you go about telling that friend without just sounding like a hater?
I think you support black business at the start, as in, okay, if the business is poor at the beginning, you support it, but at the same time, like, once it's only acceptable to a certain point. Like, if you've been running for 2 years and your business is still trash and your customer service is still trash and people are still not receiving any parcels in the mail, then, like, how can I, as someone who is, what's it called? How can I support that? Like, how can I even, you're giving me, I'm losing money because of you. I'm losing quality of life because of you. Like,
that's true.
I think we should support black businesses when they start, as in they don't have to be perfect when they start, but at the same time, we should foster a culture of excellence whereby if you are running a black business, if you're running a business, period, your aim should be to improve the quality of the business.
Right. Exactly. Versus right. just Whereas saying it's
I feel
trash.
Like a lot of black people feel like they start the business, they sell some t-shirts, and it's
and
like, okay,
it's
we've landed.
It's popping already. And that's it.
We've landed. That's it.
It's la popping, and then that's it. And then they're just stagnant, and there's arrived. No growth.
Right. Yeah, there's no growth.
Versus
no
someone
quality
saying,
check.
Okay, cool, I'm going to support you, but you're not the best right now. Right. But how about we work together, or I give you some pointers, or I send you somewhere. I know someone who is really good in this industry, same industry as you, so let's link you guys up, and you can grow from there. But you can't just call me trash and walk away.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
You're trash.
It's like sometimes supporting black business, in my opinion, sometimes supporting black businesses means telling them, yo, you need to fix this.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is where I'm going.
Oh yeah, Mr. Support good businesses, not black businesses.
Nah, yeah. that was a criminal thing to say. I can't lie.
So you're moving wild now. I'm passing you the baton. Pew! Okay.
Oh my gosh. No, I completely hear that, and I think it is very important that we do try and help our friends. So okay, flip the question now. Imagine you're the business owner, and someone has come to you with that feedback.
I stand by what I said. You can't just call me trash and walk away. Tell me what I need to do to make myself better. I'm always looking for constructive criticism and actionable criticism, because I know I'm not the best. I'm real enough to know that.
How do you know
might not be the best.
How do you know this person is not a hater?
Huh?
How do you know this person is not a hater?
To be honest, sometimes it's easy to differentiate, because it's like some people have no idea what their field is and just telling it's trash. But you have no idea what I do. Like, you don't even understand what I do and you're telling me I'm trash. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense? Versus someone who actually does know, and there's some things that you could do better.
The reason I'm asking is because a lot of times when you do try and give constructive criticism to people,
people get offended
but they start tweeting about haters motivate me and stuff. But you haven't been motivated to send me my package.
Yeah, that's a poor at the same time though, I feel like, okay, you support them, you explain to them where they're failing, but at the same time, someone with a bad attitude is gonna fail, period. So it's like, okay, I'll support you to an extent as long as you consider to continue to give me good customer service, but like, ultimately your business is destined to fail, and it's not gonna be from me not supporting you. It's because your attitude is trash and you're refusing to improve the state of your business, refusing to improve the quality of your service. So if that's the case, why would you be supported? Why would you as a business grow?
It's very, I don't know, it's a very messed up situation to be in, where, you know, you, because I guess sometimes it can be someone is just not trying, but a lot of time people enter the business world and they don't really have business knowledge, and then to get a knockback like that is kind of like a thing where they realize, okay, I need to fix up and I need to learn. Okay, but then if someone feels that they are educated and they do know what they're doing, and then you criticize them, they're thinking, okay, nah, I'm not having this, you're a hater, da, 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 da. And it's a really big thing. I know, like, in the music industry, you can't tell someone that you don't like their music.
Yeah.
A lot of, well, there are people that you can.
Nah, as an engineer, it's always like, yeah, this is fire, bro.
Yeah. There are a lot of people, there are some people, sorry, that you can say, yeah, I don't like this. I don't think this was good. Maybe you should change this. But you say that to the wrong person and they're trying to lick off your head.
Yeah.
True.
So,
especially these drill rappers.
Yeah, yeah, trust me. So, nah. So, I just think we need to be better at accepting constructive criticism and giving constructive criticism, because sometimes, yeah, we're too quick to cancel things and we don't want to help people grow.
I mean, sometimes for me, I think it's about being being prudent in the way that you advise someone. So, like, obviously, if your business is trash, I'm not going to say your business is trash. I'm going to say, oh, here's where you could improve. Or I might send you the link for a business seminar that I think specifically relates to your business. Because that way, like, I've supported you in the sense that I've poured into you in terms of I've invested some time, some energy to show you something that can benefit you. That's a form of supporting black business as well.
I hear that.
Mm, fair enough.
Wow.
Cool. So, scenario done.
Let's move on. So basically, going on to the next segment, which is what's on the plate. Basically, anything that's going on in the world, in the universe, Twitter and other things. So yesterday was the UK Black Business Show, the first one of many, I'm sure. Let me just find the founder's name. His name is Raphael Sofoluki.
You really should have researched that pronunciation. You really should have researched the pronunciation.
Are you still laughing?
Huh?
You still laughing?
Yeah.
Sorry. But you're amazing. Thank you for giving people in the UK a platform to showcase their businesses, network. You've given them opportunity to scale massively through networking across. I wish I was there, honestly. Mm. It really looked amazing.
For those people that don't know what is it for?
It's basically like exhibition. So, you know, like business shows, they usually are exhibition. There's like stalls for like loads of different kinds of businesses, yeah. And they just like exhibit their stuff. There was also like talks and workshops and seminars as well. So like you got a bit of insight into other people's businesses. So they did like a pitch. There was actually like a competition as well. I think there was like a elevator pitch thing or something like that. And someone won a trip to Barbados. Yeah. And his was actually very similar to my business. It's a networking agency. No, it's a, sorry, not an networking. It's a influencer marketing agency.
Why were you not there?
Because I was at church.
that's a good reason.
Yeah, I was at church, but next year though. What'd you say?
God will bless you.
Yeah,
that's a good reason.
Yeah, but hopefully next year, maybe if you don't do it on a Saturday, I'll be there. But yeah, I just want to shout out to them because they did bits. Another thing that happened, the whole Dove thing, that was fun, wasn't it? Basically, for those who don't know, Dove had a advert and it was a black woman taking off her shirt and then she turns into a white woman. And then basically that clip was shown on Twitter, like it just went viral. So everyone thought like it was racist because once you shower, apparently you become clean. Like, and it was like synonymous with some other stuff like that happened. Maybe I don't know when, what time it was. I think, was it the civil rights or something like that? Was it the civil rights time? Just... Basically, there was a commercial. It was like a printed ad.
Oh yeah, they used to have those all the time.
Yeah. So like, it's just like propaganda that just
They had the propaganda. Like they were like, oh, soap, so
yeah, use soap so that you
wash the black off you.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like black was dirt, basically, even though it's not. Yeah, that's what it's meant.
Right, so
but the gag is they couldn't figure out soap without us. So
that's Michael is also moving mad. So pass the baton. Okay. Shut up.
Jesus is Lord.
Yeah. So everyone thought that that was completely racist and just battered Dove. Like celebrities as well got involved and it was wild. Mm-hmm. But then we realized that there was also another woman after the white woman. She was like Latina, I think. So I don't actually understand the purpose of the advert. A lighter
shade of brown.
Huh? A lighter shade of brown. Yes. They call it ambiguous.
ambiguous skin tone.
Yes.
olive.
But yeah, so I don't actually know the purpose of the advert, but that was wild. But then we saw some other things. There was also another print ad where it was a black woman, a lighter shade of brown, and then a white woman, and it was like before and after at the back. Yeah.
Was that real though?
It was, but basically it looked like it was saying before, like you use the soap, and then after, like you're white, but it was actually how your skin was, but that was printed at the back, but no one obviously looked at that.
Right, yeah.
So that was wild. But Dove, explain to me why your bottle says normal to dark skin. That you can't run away from. That is printed. You have shipped that across the world. Why? What is normal to dark skin? I'm not normal.
In the middle of Black History Month.
In the middle of Black History Month. What is happening?
I can't lie. I feel like after the other...
It made it worse.
Yeah. No. You know how after the first advert you're talking about where they lift up the shirt and then she changes to a white woman?
Yeah.
And then they cut that part and then people kind of ran with that.
Yeah.
So they knew that they were absolved from any responsibility in that because it was just a section of the video.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they saw the attention that they were getting from Black Twitter and Twitter in general. And someone on their marketing team was just like, you know what? Black Twitter is a force. If we can get at them one more time, then we might have a good marketing campaign. Maybe they just...
My thing is this, like, is the main consumer of Dove Black people?
No.
No.
But Black people are posting it.
What is one of the most profitable pieces of free marketing that you can get? Black Twitter. Black Rage. People literally get paid like millions to figure out what makes Black people angry.
Fam.
And then
you know what? The worst thing is that we fall for it every single time.
That's what I'm saying. Even Katie Hopkins, every tweet, she gets so much interaction. Time. Piers Morgan, every tweet. I blocked
him. That was the greatest day of my life.
In the same way, these businesses, they know exactly what they're doing.
But after that whole nigga thing, I said, get out. You're asking me. You're telling me.
I mean,
why I should say something or not say something because of you. Bye. I'm so sorry. That was ridiculous.
Black Rage is one of the most profitable.
And so
forces.
Is Black Money.
That's the thing.
And we'll get into the thing that is, soon because like, our buying power is.
Do you know the stupid thing though?
Okay.
Do you know the stupid thing?
What?
This is not the first time Dove has been cancelled. This is not the first time the parent company Unilever has been cancelled, quote unquote, because
I don't remember the first cancellation. When was this?
In 2015,
that was the first cancellation period.
In 2015, I don't even remember what it was that they did, but everyone was tweeting, boycott Unilever, they did this, they poisoned this village. Yeah, like, what all these companies did is kind of, the phone that we're live streaming on right now, like, it's because some kids in Congo are on a slave farm being forced to mine cobalt. Like, all companies do this. Like, it's... Black people don't stick to boycotts.
I wish I got that on Snapchat. No.
Look, it's trash, but at the same time, I thought we were supposed to be boycotting them anyway.
Damn.
But we weren't.
Damn.
Because Black people get angry about things. That's the thing. Like, Black Rage is so powerful because it will push your marketing to the top. You'll be the forefront of the entire, like, everyone will know about your brand and think about Dove now because you've permeated people's subconsciouses just out of the fact that you're the hot topic.
But like, all publicity is good publicity.
Exactly, because 2 months from now, no one will even think about Dove or remember Dove. And 2 months from now, there'll be Black people using Dove products. And even if they aren't using Dove products, they'll be using from the parent company because they'll be using the Simple face wipes because Simple is under Unilever as well.
Mad, exactly.
See, look at the hand on the chest. Look at the hand on the chest. She ain't dropping that.
Stash them wipes.
It's over. It's over. Yeah.
Great baby wipes.
Yeah. And the question, my question to you now is,
why are they all conglomerates?
All these companies are just conglomerates.
I'm upset.
You can't it's either we say we're fully, fully boycotting, or we just stop. We just shut up, because this Black Rage thing, we're just making people money, yeah, but we're not actually going to boycott.
Exactly.
Do Black people ever actually boycott anything? Like, can you think of an example where Black people have actually boycotted since 1963?
Yeah, the bus.
I was gonna say, well, I have a feeling.
See, we always
pull that one out of the pocket. Yeah, the Montgomery bus boycott. Yeah, but since then, have we boycotted anything?
Uncle Martin, okay.
But yeah, actually, yes, we have boycotted something.
Yeah, but
we've boycotted Black companies.
Oh.
We've boycotted other Shooketh Black companies. So as much as we say,
Shooketh.
I'm shaking. Yeah. Literally shaking right now.
Do you know who S.B. Fuller is?
Nah.
S.B. Fuller was a Black millionaire in the 60s. And he said, our biggest problem isn't necessarily civil rights. In fact, if we pull together and we take initiative and we just work hard enough, and I'm proof of this because I've done it and the people around me have done it, then we can essentially not need necessarily to be so focused on how can we get access to white things, because we'll have our own. Mm. And guess what? Black people went out and boycotted his company, and he lost his millionaire status.
Damn.
Do you know why? Because Black people love to cancel things which are our own, but in terms of our money, the things that we use every day, our comforts, our simple wipes, it's a bit peak.
I'm upset because you're right.
But then if you don't cancel, what do we do?
What is our identity without cancelling?
My problem isn't with the cancelling. My problem isn't with not cancelling. My problem is I need people to keep the same energy. keep the same energy.
That's true, because I cancelled Shea Moisture and... Yeah, boy.
And then I did not join in with the cancelling, because Shea Moisture has been helping with my beard.
And
Look at my beard right now. You see, if you saw me when I came to uni, this is Shea Moisture right here. This is Shea Moisture and nothing else.
I hear you.
Nothing. I am not cancelling that company. I'm sorry.
But do you know why I didn't cancel? It's because I was like, oh, but it's still Black, semi-Black owned company. So maybe I should just... And also, they did do great things for my hair, so...
That's what I'm saying. But then it comes down to, do we support the Black business that has never done any wrong before, which doesn't really exist? Or do we go with the Black... Are you going to go with the Black shampoo company that gives you alopecia?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. No. Because that is because I love my hair. But I don't know. It's just sad. It's just sad. Sad, harsh reality. And it's going to get even sad. This episode is just going to be... Oh... Everyone will be shooketh when we get into the main topic. When we break down. Should we just go into it?
Yeah, this is a good time to go into the main topic.
Jump.
Basically.
Just jump.